In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, today is the octave day of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and now comes to the close not only the octave of Sacred Heart, but also the month of June, the month of the Sacred Heart. And this Feast of the Sacred Heart is a very concrete and beautiful reminder and telling to us about the great love God has shown towards us. Instead of abandoning us into our sins, our Lord's Sacred Heart was pierced with a lance at the cross and shed his blood rather than let our blood be shed forever in punishment for our sins. Anyone who has any doubts about mercy of God or the great forgiveness which God has shown to mankind, he only needs to look to the Sacred Heart to notice and to be reminded of this great love. And today we also remember the great martyrs in Rome, especially Saint Paul, who together with Saint Peter showed and preached about this great love of God towards and to the whole known world of that time. It was in the year 67 when both Saint Peter and Saint Paul were put to death in Rome. The cruel Emperor Nero was fiercely persecuting the Christians, and he was determined to completely extinguish this love of God from the world. And he cast everybody, all the Christians who he could get his hands of, into prison. But the great leaders of the Roman Church, that is Saint Peter and Saint Paul, they were not afraid of him. They had God's love on their side, and they knew that even though they might be persecuted in flesh, they had the inner peace of soul and great confidence to the mercy of God, which is so clearly and beautifully seen in the Sacred Heart of Jesus. One of the last words which Saint Paul wrote was his letter to Timothy, where Saint Paul addressed his disciple and saying that he, that is Saint Paul, has now finished his course and he has kept the faith. And he was also confident that the Lord, the just judge, will render him crown of victory on his last day. And that last day of Saint Paul was truly soon to come. After Saint Peter was crucified was crucified by the troops of Nero, it was the turn of Saint Paul to be put to death, all for the sake of God's love. He was beheaded by Nero's soldiers, and on the place where he was beheaded, there immediately sprang up several fountains, and later on these fountains, there for of each of this place, an altar was raised in the altar of the church and the altar of the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Dear faithful, whenever we are in an anxiety or in sorrow, all we need to look is the holy sacrifice of the Mass. All we need to think about is the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and we are immediately consoled so very much and in beautiful manner. Those of you who are married know very well how strong and how lasting the true love towards your spouse is. When you truly love your spouse, you are ready and willing to endure every little defect or fault which he or she might have, and through this great course and power of love, you are able to endure even the big faults of him or her. but so powerful is the God's love towards us, the love shown so beautifully in the Sacred Heart of Jesus, that not only does God bear our faults and our little mistakes we make in the life, He is able and willing to bear and forget even the greatest sins which we might ever commit on this earth. While several marriages are unfortunately broken in the world every day, the great love of Sacred Heart of Jesus towards His own elect in the world, that will never grow cold and that will never be forgotten. And when we think and meditate this great love of the Sacred Heart, we are truly encouraged to do wonderful and great things. Saints Peter and Saint Paul, they could never have done all those wonderful missionary works they did through their own power, as we saw in Saint Peter's denial and in Paul's persecution of Christians. If you trust into your own powers or into your own judgment, you will almost definitely go wrong on your course. But if you trust to the great love and redemption of God Almighty, and if you trust in the mercy and forgiveness of the precious blood of our Lord, you will always be strengthened and fortified in this world until you are safely delivered to heaven. When this month of the Sacred Heart now comes to an end, think often and during the next month and the next days how great and merciful is God. He is more powerful than all the sin in the world put together, and also through you, because He loves you so much, He can do so many powerful and great deeds. And if He has not given you any great strength or energy to do great and powerful and revolutionary things which show the love of God to the whole world, at least He has given you His mercy and forgiveness, and He has given you the ability to pray. Through prayer, you show that you respond to the love of Sacred Heart of Jesus, and this prayer makes you the friends of God. And when you have God as your true friend, and when He has shown your love towards you, you are given grace to also to return to this love and to be redeemed and remembered by God Almighty on the last day of this world. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.